I'm sad too, baby. I'm really sad. We knew this day was coming. It was only a matter of time. Kind of outgrew this place. That doesn't make it any less sadder, though. This place was our home. Memories were literally stained into the walls in some places. It's hard to see it go. It's hard to say goodbye. But the new place will feel like home too, I promise. All that looking, the real estate agents, the long nights, the phone calls, the dealing with the bank. In the end, it'll all be worth it. I know it sucks to say goodbye to this place. I know it's our last night here. But, we have those memories. They're in here. And in here. And nothing's gonna take that away. I know. I know, baby. I know. Last night, before we went to sleep, I walked around the house and just kind of marveled at it. Looked at random places and thought about random things. Things that happened there and over there and just all the tiny memories in all the corners of this place. And it kind of broke my heart. Because right now we're making the final memories here. The final moments of this house, of this space. And that's really sad. It's like reading a good book. And you can see you're coming up to the end of it. And there's another book afterwards. This isn't the end, but part of you feels like you weren't ready to be done with this book, with this chapter. And I know it sucks to start a new chapter of a book, or start a whole new book in itself. But I promise, whatever's coming up, that's gonna be amazing. It really is. We're gonna make so many new memories in this new place. We're gonna make so many more things. Build this bigger, greater life there. And we'll do it together. I think that's the most important part. That'll be you and me. And whoever else may join us coming along the way. But it's the house we'll start our family in. It's the house that has a big enough backyard for a dog, which I know you've been begging me for ages for. It has a second story because we've been dying for two floors. It's closer downtown, so you don't have to beg me to drive 45 minutes to get you anywhere. It has all the things you want. The only thing it doesn't have yet are the memories. And I promise you, baby, I promise you, we're gonna make them. We're gonna make so many memories there. Okay? It's okay to be sad. Because trust me, I'm sad too. I'm so sad to see this place go. I was heartbroken when I signed those papers. I half didn't want to do it. But we needed to. I mean, if we could keep this house and get another one, then I would do it in a heartbeat. But money doesn't grow on trees, and sometimes you have to let things you love go. Not you, just the house. Never letting you go, obviously. You're stuck with me. That's so hard. I don't know what my favorite memory here. I think it's just all the late nights we spend together here. You know, we've had countless nights where neither of us could sleep. And just being on the couch watching TV until the sun rises, or before we had furniture here, I remember eating fast food on the floor and you thinking I'm crazy for the amount of paper towels I put down the floor, but I was like, no, I don't want to stain the floor. Or the time we spilled stuff on the wall and we couldn't clean it up, we couldn't get it off. So my solution was paint over it, but not paint over it with like a boring set of paint. We got a bunch of paints and we tried to make a design out of the stain. And I was hell bent on making it look like an explosion because it totally looked like an explosion. But then you talked me into the tree and the tree came out really nice. And the cool part of the tree was like, we put branches on it for every year we were here, and it was wonderful. And I know it broke your heart that we had to paint over it. It sucked that we had to paint over it. We have pictures and memories. And the first thing we can do in the new house is find a space on the wall that we can paint on. Because I had so much fun just painting on a wall. There's something so liberating about looking at a blank wall in your house and being like, oh, wait, that's just a canvas. We're surrounded by canvases. We'll pick one room, though. We're not going crazy, okay? It's going to be one room. It could be my study. I don't care. Yeah. And this time, at least when we renovate and we do stuff, we know this is going to be like the place we're putting down roots. So maybe we can talk about getting marble floor in your walk-in closet, which makes my head physically hurt. Just like the money part of it. I'm just like, oh. But I know how much you want it. I know, trust me, I'm the first person to be all for cold floors. I love cold floors. I must have been like a dog in my past life. I love cold floors. But they're so expensive, baby. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Tile. I can compromise for tile. Or even like that really nice concrete, like that finished concrete. But we're getting ahead of ourselves. Tomorrow we move in. Tomorrow we move out. It's a lot of firsts and a lot of lasts. But it's the end of a chapter and a beginning of another one. And for that, we should be excited. So sad as we are. We should be a little happy. I love you too.